What is the best way to improve your Hyrox sled pull? And does the new center equipment make any difference at all? Those are the two burning questions that we're going to be answering today. However, first things first, I'm not alone today. I'm joined by two brand new hosts, or they're not new at all, but they're being elevated to the status of host. Mr. Nathan Petrie and Mikey Watson, welcome to the show.
Hello. That was very disappointing for the audience then when they thought they were going to get two brand new. They thought Jamie Lang and like, you know.
Imagine we got some serious budget and hired someone proper to speak on behalf of the Rock Zone.
But does this mean we get to say Rock Zone?
You do get to say that, Nathan. However, hold your horses for 1 second, because I do need to announce as well that despite us three miserable gits, we are actually going to be joined by everyone's favourite Australian, James Kelly, later on in the show. So do stick around. You won't just have to hear us. But some genuine advice from a genuine elite athlete. But Nathan, now's your time to shine.
Okay. Rock zone in!
Well, not quite. You missed the countdown. It's only been almost 100 episodes, but yep. You know, it's not a strong start to your hosting career. Let's go again.
You want me to do a countdown?
Okay, yes, I do, Nathan. That's what I meant by let's go again.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Rock zone in.
Rock zone in.
Rock zone in.
Brace yourself. Right, okay. Massive weekend has been and gone in the Hyrox world. We had, of course, three very significant races that were all being held at the same time across the world. Those being Washington, D.C., which was the fourth and final major of the season. We had Madrid, and we also had Glasgow. We won't be talking too much about Glasgow right now, despite that being a fairly significant event for many of our listeners, because Ben will be coming at you this Friday with a very, very special episode, debriefing everything that happened Hyrox Glasgow. But he won't be alone. He will be joined by Hyrox MC, Gede Foster. So can't wait to let you guys indulge in that. But for right now, you're going to have to make do with myself, Nathan and Mikey, unfortunately.
Well, actually, just before we continue too much, to get you excited for that episode, here is a voice note that Ben sent me early this morning about 7 a.m. Where I asked him to give us one sound to sum up how the whole weekend went. So this is what he sent me.
Glasgow.
So sorry, that wasn't a fart, but it was a very deep at the start,
was
it?
Yeah.
Okay. That is the sound of a man who's lost his voice, I believe.
It's the sound of someone who had a good time, I think, in Glasgow. That's what I reckon that is.
Okay. Well, time will tell. Okay. Well, before we move on to the next exciting voice note, are there any key stats from the weekend that you could share with us, perhaps, Nathan?
Indeed. So we've had 37 events so far this season. I'm starting off in Spain, in Madrid. It was the fourth fastest by average time this season for the men's open. But in Spain, it was only the third fastest after Bilbao and Barcelona.
So that means those three races, basically three Spanish races, are in the top four of the season, right?
Yeah. The other one was, I think it was a European Open Championship in Vienna.
Which you'd expect.
See, it's like, I say it time and again, the Spanish athletes, they're just quick, man. They're just good all-round sports people.
Yeah. For the woman, it was the ninth fastest, but yeah, still one of the faster ones this season.
Okay. Well, no surprise there. Madrid is fast. Share something, if you can, about Glasgow.
Yeah, so a bit of a tease for the next episode this Friday. So Glasgow, by total time, for both the men's open and women's open, this season was actually slower than Manchester and London Excel.
Interesting.
And we know that last season it was the quickest event in the UK and Ireland.
Yeah, by quite some margin.
So yeah, we'll be diving into more details next episode, looking at the running times, especially because the running was very quick last season. And we know that there was a bit of a change to the floor plan. I think there were some more twists and turns this season. So we'll be looking at that more in the next episode.
And fear not, I do believe a conversation between Ben and Gede will be plenty stimulating if statistics doesn't quite get you as excited as it does, okay? So as I alluded to just a few moments ago, Mikey has, I believe, got another voice note for us to hear.
Yeah, I do.
And it comes from our favourite interview guest.
Yeah.
I think Mikey put that in quotation marks for me to read out very sarcastically, I believe. But in any case, it is the one and only HYROX UK and World Events producer, Nat Boyle.
Yeah, so Nat was unable to join us on the podcast last week, right? So I asked her if she could give us a response on what HYROX UK is planning to do in reaction to the huge demand for tickets.
Okay, important question. Let's hear it.
Here we go.
So yes, trying to get a ticket for a HYROX UK and Ireland event is probably getting as hard as getting a ticket for Glastonbury, which I've never managed to do. But we are constantly evaluating everything, learning, growing and evolving. So yeah, just watch this space. There will be lots and lots and lots more announcements, exciting things that we are doing within HYROX UK and Ireland, and looking ahead to next season, so season 24-25, that we will have, you know, more things on offer. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag just yet.
But there's lots more
exciting, awesome things to look forward to. Maybe a new city or two.
So there you go. She did her favorite thing of saying lots and lots and lots, which I adore.
Yeah.
Lots of filler. And then maybe a city or two, which is pretty
cool. Just in case you haven't fallen asleep by the little preamble. Okay, maybe a new city or two. Well, I think two is pushing it, but there might be a new city.
I think it's coming home to Cardiff. In Wales.
I think that's a good shout. You know, we were talking about this, like, where could it be? Maybe another one up north. But I think,
You know what's awful? I was thinking this, and there's a whole nother fucking country in the UK that I hadn't even considered.
What, Belfast?
I mean, Wales is a country. It just never crossed my mind. Oh, yeah, there might be one in Wales. I was thinking, like, no, they can't go somewhere like Cornwall. That's too rural. Or Newcastle, that's too close to Scotland and to Manchester. And it's just ignoring the fact that there's a whole piece of green annex to England that they can exploit. Oh, dear.
Screw you, Max. How can you forget us?
Well, how does that make you feel, Nathan, that we're just going to assume it is somewhere in Wales. How does that make you feel, Nathan, that it might be coming home?
We would absolutely love it in Wales. So I'm super excited if it were to come to Cardiff.
Okay, Nathan, you now have the floor to give me a 20-second pitch as to why it should come to Cardiff. And just saying, oh, we'd love it, we'd be so excited, that's not going to cut it, okay? So off the cuff, 20 seconds, here you go. Why is it coming to Cardiff?
Well, I'm from Swansea, so obviously I'd love it to come to Swansea, right? But realistically,
it's a strong start, yeah.
It's going to go to Cardiff. But you can still pop the Swansea from there, I guess.
It also has great transport links from London Paddington to Cardiff as well. So that
right. So Nathan, other than that, people from Swansea can get to Cardiff and possibly London as well. What else have you got going? You've got 10 seconds left. Come on. What else have you got?
Well, Wales is just a beautiful country. We're friendly people. And it's wait a minute. Let me go again.
No, that's it. you had your moment and you blew it.
Well, pressure of being co-host. I like to be in the background, chilling out and chipping in now and again.
Fair enough.
So
we won't be sending you into the dragon's den for the pitch.
I think Nathan should absolutely go to Dragon's Den. I mean, what more is there to say other than Wales is a beautiful country? There's very nice people running around. So, why hasn't HYROX ever not considered Cardiff in the past? I mean, shame on you, HYROX.
There's one more. I've got another bit of a voice note from Nat. So, you know how everyone who judges gets a free ticket to HYROX. So, if you judge, you get a free ticket. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good concept.
Nat also has some good news for volunteers and anyone else who might have missed out on a ticket recently.
Okay.
And because the tickets also sold out in, I think, record time for Birmingham 24-25, we are going to make sure that volunteers do get priority access for events going forward as well.
I like that.
And anywhere that we can release more tickets or anywhere that we can extend an event, we are absolutely looking into doing. Hold fire, watch this space, and hopefully we will have some more good news very, very soon.
I'm not sure about the latter part of that voice note. Obviously, that volunteers get priority access over bloody affiliate gym links. Yes,
yeah.
100%. That is the correct thing to do. If you're sacrificing your time, you should be rewarded accordingly. However, looking into extending events where and when possible, I fail to see how there's any capacity beyond doing what is already a full weekend in most cases, from morning to evening.
Very true. I guess you could look at extending days. I'd fancy taking a Friday off for a HYROX, but you know, that's just because I'm absolutely keen for it.
You do for Glastonbury, right? I mean, yeah. I love there was no shame in comparing HYROX. HYROX is the new Glastonbury, okay? I wouldn't be surprised if you need to pre-register with a photo ID months in advance to the actual sale release date. Only to be thoroughly disappointed you. Well done, HYROX. But putting all of that aside, let's go now to our favourite Aussie and Elite 15 athlete, Mr. James Kelly. And he's going to share everything that went down in the HYROX US Major. JK, matey, how are you doing?
Hey, mate. I'm well, thank you. I'm very well. Over here in Washington still, 3 days post the Washington Major. Myself and Georgia coming back to the UK tonight. So it's been a good trip, thank you. It's been a good trip.
I didn't ask, but I'm glad you've filled us in on that straight away. before we dive any deeper, I need to ask you, did you apply a vigorous amount of sunscreen to your body before going for the indoor evening race on Friday night?
I thought about wearing a sun hat as well. But in fact, for some reason, the Washington lights aren't as potent, if that's the right word.
I was thinking potent. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Potent as Vienna. So, look, to answer your question, no. But I feel like I'll probably definitely need sunscreen when I get back to Scotland in 48 hours' time.
Yeah, the Scottish sun is very strong. For context, and perhaps to give you no further insight, really, at the same time, when I met JK minutes before the start of the Vienna European Championship race, I gave him a big old hug and I smelt such an absurd amount of sunscreen on that man's pale body that I just had to ask what if he was protective or applying protective measures
in Washington, yeah. D.C., which we now know he wasn't. He wasn't racing safe, unfortunately.
Well, just to give more context than that, which is good context, but more, right? I'm trying to figure out what that smell could have been. And one, it could have been the perfume that I put on before any race, which is a bit of a lucky charm. But I'm a little bit unsure if it smells like sunscreen. Georgie, what perfume is that you? I put on Calvin Klein perfume for the boys for every race. But surely Calvin Klein doesn't have I don't have the Calvin Klein sunscreen collection, do I?
The Urda SPF 50, I believe you do. Yeah. Right. Well, moving swiftly on. Did you do your standard race celebration by indulging in the most delicious singular glass of red wine?
No, I did not. No, mate, I did not.
What is going on? I leave you alone for one race and you're not racing safe and you're not enjoying your post-race celebration either. I mean, I don't really want to talk about the rest of your race, to be honest, now. But I'll be polite and ask how it went from your perspective.
The race went well. It was a good fourth major, 4 out of 4, obviously. And yeah, as much as I could sit here being a little bit disappointed not qualified yet for the Elite 15, I'm pretty chuffed to say that I was part of the four majors this year. So I still got some work to do, but it was a good race. Wasn't great, but it was good.
So what's the plan next then? What's your next move?
My next move is to get back on the grind and focus on Cologne, which is in 6 weeks' time. And you know what? If that means that I can secure a spot in Cologne, great. If it doesn't, you know what? I'll be going to Anaheim 3 weeks later because there's nice. Two spots up for grabs.
Of course you will.
In Anaheim. Absolutely. Like, you know what? Like, if I don't make the Elite 15 this year.
You'll be waiting on the sidelines again for someone to pull a hammy and dive back in again.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll absolutely be that guy again.
I was going to say, failing Cologne, failing Anaheim, you know, JK can always just show up to Nice and, I don't know, hand Tim a poison bit of honey bread and, oh, no, suspiciously I'm here again and someone's injured themselves. Yeah. Oh, no.
No, it definitely won't be Tim this year. It'll be someone else.
Yeah, give him a break, mate. Poor Timmy.
Yeah. No, but what I'm getting at, right, is that, like, whether I make the Elite 15 or not, I think, like, the ultimate message here is, like, we as Hyrox athletes get so caught up in a PB or a race itself, and even to the point like the world champs as the race. Man, I'll be honest with you, I'm more excited for Cologne, potentially Anaheim, and then also going back to Australia and doing the Sydney, Brisbane and Perth races before that bloody world champs. I don't necessarily care about the world champs. It's the process of getting to the world champs that matters.
That's interesting. It's interesting.
But I'll also say, if I don't make the Elite 15 and I'm that 16th ranked, I can guarantee that doesn't mean that I don't think I'm good enough to be in that Elite 15, which I definitely do think I am.
100%. Well, you proved it last year, right, by getting in on a happy accident, shall we say, and finishing middle of the pack, right? So, you know, if the rankings are anything to go by, you should have finished last, but you finished far, far from that spot. Right, turning the focus away from JK and stop blowing smoke up his ass. Let's talk about the new breaking headline, which was the unveiling of the center equipment. I think Ben said that Chris Hemsworth himself personally inspects every piece of machinery before it reaches the Hyrox race floor. What did you think? Did it make a difference?
Oh man, I really want to kind of like scare everyone here and go, oh my god, you have
please.
No idea.
Please do.
But like, the sled was the sled, and the sled rope pull was the sled rope pull.
Okay.
It was exactly how a sled push and pull felt with old equipment.
Fair enough.
Right?
Okay.
However, okay. The only thing that was a little bit different was how new the rope was for the sled pull, yeah, right? And it is a little bit smaller in girth, if that's the right
yeah
one.
Yeah, it is. It is the right one.
In,
I think diameter, if you're being clinical, but I prefer girth. Yeah.
Well, if you want to go down the clinical route, yeah, sure. But if you want to kind of talk from a man-to-man perspective, we'll go girth, right?
Exactly.
So, I'll be honest with you, it's actually, in fact, like, it's probably like 3/4 of the girth as to what we normally get. So it's actually, in fact, like, I wouldn't say, like, I found the sled pull easier to pull. I'm not saying the actual weight and the actual, mm-hmm, like, stimulus of it easier, but I think that I was able to move it easier because of my grip wasn't as affected because it wasn't as, yeah, girthy.
Okay, so what you're saying is your manly hands could wrap closer around the slightly less girthy but equally effective new piece,
correct,
of equipment.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's correct. Yes.
I think we'll leave the rest up to imagination and give everyone their own fair, candid assessment when they first touch the slightly less girthy rope. Okay,
correct. Yeah.
Great. So a sled to sled. I like that. Let's talk about the other big development, which, of course, is Hyrox's new stance on doping. And we are kind of dying to know, as an elite athlete, were you tested? Were you one of the athletes that got tested, or do you know of anyone who got tested ahead or after the race? Share your thoughts.
Yeah, so no one got tested. I can tell you that, which was fascinating from my end, because what I thought was going to happen is I thought they were going to make a stance by, you know, it coming out, and due to it coming out, it's in the rule book, I thought they were just going to go bang and test maybe the top three of males and females, right? Because I thought from their end, I thought they would want to do that to kind of create a bit of, you know, like urgency about the matter. Mm-hmm. Right, to go, mm-hmm, no, this is a major qualification we're going to test. Long story short, no one got tested. I know some of the boys were kind of like in the same thought process with what I just said, like we were kind of waiting around and nothing happened. But yeah, long story short, we haven't heard anything about it, right? It's literally just what everyone has heard, right? Seen the rule. However, it is out there now, which ultimately means the males and females that are in the Elite 15 / still trying to qualify, any of us can get tested in at any time of the day, wherever we are. So WADA can rock up and test us.
Can they? Is that allowed?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I should just state, like, that's what I got wind from talking to other athletes on the weekend. That's kind of what they summed up. So we can get tested whenever we want, which means, like, I'm so excited. I've got my little cup ready to go. So
fill it up every morning, do you? Fresh sample every day.
Yeah. Just in
every
case.
Morning, yeah.
Just in case. Well, that's a real shame. I'm sure plenty of you boys felt slightly cheated flying to Washington with your bags of clean urine.
It'll be like to kind of sum that up, though, it'll be interesting when and if and where they'll do the first testing.
Mm. Yeah.
And look, from my end, I actually don't think personally any of the Elite 15 athletes, male or females, are on anything. I just so you're aware.
Well, that's what my next question was going to be. You wanted to speculate.
I don't think anyone is. However, I'm giving everyone the benefit of the doubt, who's like, everyone's good dudes and like cool chicks. Like, I just don't.
Respectfully, I think that's not good enough for everyone else to think they're cool dudes and cool chicks. And I think that's the whole point of there needing to be a little bit of an investigation.
I know, but all right. Well, look, the only thing I'll say, and we'll move on, right, is if a couple popped, I would not be surprised.
Mm.
Let's just put it that way.
Sure, sure.
Sorry, that's going completely against what you said earlier. Everyone's a cool dude and a cool chick. No one's on it. However, if someone popped, I wouldn't be surprised.
Talk
yourself out of that one.
Totally different. Yeah. That's totally different.
I was going to say, whilst we're kind of talking about standards and things like that, I had a question about judging standards for the Elite 15. Do you think they're good enough at the moment? Because personally, I saw some calls I didn't see some calls, particularly in the women's race, where I felt there was a lot of no reps on the wall balls that weren't being called out. And, you know, for me, I believe Meg Jacoby was robbed of second place. And there's a lot of money on the table, right? There's, you know, it's like $1,000 or something for each place you drop down the Elite 15. So I just wondered, like, what's your take on it? Do you think, when we're watching on the live stream, we can't hear anything. We can just see. And I just wondered if you're like, no, the judges are great. They're really clear communicating. I think they're doing a great job. Or do you think, you know, and I'm not even trying to hate on the judges here. I'm just wondering if you think the standards could be improved.
So great question, Mikey. And the answer to that is the judges in my eyes isn't the problem. It's the lack of education.
Mm.
And it's the lack of awareness of what a good rep is. And also it's the lack of urgency of giving the head judges and the Elite 15 judges the time. They honestly just go over everything probably an hour before that female's race. In that hour, they've got an hour to ask questions. Now, that doesn't mean most of them haven't done it before. So I'm saying they've probably done a heap of this before, but it is different judging on a grid, number one. It is different. Like, I'm not saying it should be different from just a normal HYROX, like pro or even an open race, but as you said, there's money on the line. It's a professional sport now.
Mm.
So it's not, to me, it's not the judge's fault. It's the lack of education, lack of awareness, and lack of, I guess, leadership from HYROX perspective to just go, no, this is that, like, this is this, and to kind of be so confident or delivering the education confidently.
Mm.
Okay, well, I have one final point that I'd like to touch on, and that's for improving your sled pull. So winding it all back to something actionable, something that our listeners can take away and actually make use of. What is your top tip for improving your HYROX sled pull during a race?
Yeah, good question, Max. I think the most important thing about the sled pull in a race is not letting go of that rope. I think a lot, and I saw it on the weekend watching a lot of the races on Saturday at the Washington race, where people aren't aware of cycling that rope and what one repetition of a sled pull is and how quickly you should get back on that rope. So to minimize time, keep a hold of that rope. Keep a hold of that rope. Obviously, because there's four laps, you've got to run back and forth. That is the only time you're not holding the rope. But really make sure that you're trying to minimize the time between each repetition of the pull.
Okay.
And in theory, in my eyes, it's to be mentally clued on to that rope the whole time, as opposed to doing a big pull, dropping it, and then you're just like not in the game all the time because you don't have access to the rope. You've got to go back to it, pick it up, go again, rather than actually having access to it the whole time.
Can I add some controversy perhaps at this point?
Ooh.
How much do you weigh, JK?
81 on a Monday morning after a solid weekend, but normally 79 to 80 kilograms.
Okay. I'm... I'm going to just, because fuck it, why not? I'm going to call JK out and say, next opportunity we get, I want to have a sled pull only Hyrox race. So four lengths.
Wow.
And I'm going to drop the rope because I've always done that. And I'm going to say I'm going to back myself because I have to. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
Me versus JK, sled pull only Hyrox.
Okay. Are you saying we've got to do just 50 meters of sled pull? So it's not that you're just saying it's a for time 50 meter sled pull.
Yes, essentially. It doesn't sound as sexy as sled pull only Hyrox, but yeah, it's what I'm saying. It's exactly what I'm saying.
So from my end, I like the confidence. Like I like men that are confident. So what I just want to ask. I just want to ask, why are you so confident?
Oh, it's just because it's my favorite exercise. There's no running involved, and I feel like, come on, I've got to be able to best one of these boys in one of these bloody exercises. So, you know, if there's a chance, I feel like it's this one, and I feel like my sled pull technique is pretty strong despite dropping the rope. So, yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll put on the line. I'll put on the line is a box fresh Calvin Klein SPF 50 Eau de Parfum. Okay.
Done deal.
The stakes have never been higher. Right.
Done deal.
I think on that note, we're going to say goodbye because it's not going to get any better than that. We've got advice. We've got some insights as to what's happening with the doping, and also possibly in the future, we'll have the race you've all been waiting for that you never knew you actually wanted. So stay tuned somewhere, sometime in the future. Maybe in Cologne. JK and I are meeting in Cologne.
Maybe.
We'll try put something together then. JK, thanks as always. You've been
a
great guest. And we'll speak to you very soon. Good luck in Cologne.
Thanks, boys. We'll talk soon.
Right, final things to say are, don't forget we've teamed up with Team Hogan to bring you a workout of the week every Wednesday. You can find all those workouts on our Instagram at RockZonePod. So as always, please tell a gym buddy or share this episode in your fitness WhatsApp groups, because I know you've all got loads of them, if you've heard something you like today, like maybe me or Nathan, as we've been bumped up to host status thanks to Max.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if that prevails in future episodes.
Thanks for the vote of confidence there, Max. Appreciate it.
But for now, thank you very much, Nathan and Mikey. And thank you again for listening, everyone at home. We'll be back very soon, where Ben will be the key host, and he will be joined by none other than Hyrox MC Pocket Rocket Gede Foster.
Come on.
So, very much looking forward to that one. Hope you guys are too. See you in the next episode. 3, 2, 1. Nathan, don't get it wrong this time.
Rockzone out.
Rockzone out.
Rockzone out.